Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Orioles made the trade last night. We talked about the Grayson Rodriguez part of it in the first segment. So Taylor Ward last year hit 36 homers, drove in 103 runs, did walk 75 times, batted .228, on base of 317. Don't love the batting average. You know that's my thing. But what, he's 31 years old, so he's a little older than you may think, and he's in the last year of a deal. Yeah. What do you think? And by the way, he's hit 61 homers the last 2 years, and he's been healthy. So what do you think of Taylor Ward?
But he's moving to a ballpark where we all know the narrative about right-handed hitting.
Oh, yeah.
This ballpark.
Will it go into his head like it did some others?
But it is hard. Look,
at least
Anaheim,
it moved in a little.
That marine layer, like, it's a tough place to hit the ball to left field, too, as well. This is what it tells me. It tells me they telegraph everything. We just went from hearing how many different insiders saying they're going to be in on this and in on that. Pete Alonso, Bellinger, oh, they're talking to everybody. We had Jim Bowden on yesterday. I think they're talking to Kyle Tucker. Come on.
Talk to his agent. Maybe they said hi.
So they get it all out there like we're in on everybody. Then they sell as low as possible on Grayson Rodriguez to bring in a rental who's going to cost them 1 year, $13 million. There's no future money involved in it, which they love. My God, these venture capitalist guys, they love having nothing hanging over their head. It takes them out of the stuff they were never in anyway, which is getting a bat that you control for multiple years, that you can build around. This isn't having Kyle Tucker for the next 5 years, knowing that guy's going to hit third every night and deliver. No, we're going to take a shot on Ward off a career year on the cheap for 1 year. But it takes us out of all that, so we don't have to spend the billionaire's money on any of those bats now because we got Taylor Ward for 1 year.
13.
And here's the problem, too. He can't play a lick of center field. No. And it's just, it's their type. It's power over contact. It's good on base, but it's not special on base. He can't run a lick and he can't field. Like, good luck to whoever's pitching on the days when Ward's in left and Paul Bunyan's in right.
That's like, your guy.
His range factor, 54th percentile. Another guy in an outfield who can't throw the ball. So we got Kowser who's got an arm and can't throw it to the right base. We got O'Neill who can't even get to the ball. We got an infielder that we're trying to turn into a fourth outfielder. This guy's in the 12th percentile in arm value. And he offers really nothing in terms of base running or athleticism.
Is there a world, Jason, where Beavers is the third outfielder, and O'Neill is platooning at DH with Basayo left-right.
No, Beavers better be playing every... Beavers should be their leadoff hitter. Do I trust them to get around to that? Yeah. Do I trust them to start with that? I don't know. But so you got an everyday left fielder who's not going to give you fielding value. He's not going to give you throwing value. He's not going to give you running value. His own base, you can certainly live with, but it's not a carrying tool. And look, he's coming off his best season as a run producer. That year looks different than others. I mean, the reality for his career is he's 11% better than the average major league hitter. I mean,
Three of the last four years been healthy. Yeah, he's hit over 20 bombs.
I don't hate who he is.
Crushes lefties.
But it's not anything that they didn't already chase. It's not an indicator of me of anything different. It's left field O'Neill.
It's semantics are one thing, and I know what you're trying to say. I would argue they sold Grayson as high as possible at this point because his value is so sunk by all the injuries. Like this is
you could have established him as a relief pitcher and then traded him for whatever.
I think the other part of it is I think they needed to be divorced. Unfortunately,
well, they probably did. But you could also live in a world where let's bring him to camp, let's let the scouts start looking at him again. Mm-hmm. Let's tell them, hey, go out there and get three outs in this C-team game and let loose. And guess what? We've signed Cal. This is what a real organization. We went and got a real bat who we know is going to be here more than 6 months. That's what a real organization would have done. Not these frauds. Rent Taylor Ward for a year to play left field when we need an everyday center fielder for the next 2 or 3 years.
They got Colton Cowser.
Yeah, he's got a section. Cowser's definitely he's got a section. Day starter now and center.
It's got the corral. What is it, the corral?
No. Like if this was Taylor Ward age 28 season, I'd be like, all right, well, that at least there's some conviction there, and he's going to be cheap for a few years, and you've got some control. If this isn't a great park for him, maybe you flip him for something else when your team sucks again at the deadline because your team pretty much always sucks at the deadline. It's not even that.
Last 2 years.
We put up a poll on IA105.7 The Fan, a couple polls, but the first one. Mike Elias inherited the premier right-handed pitching prospect in MLB, never built up his arm, couldn't develop him, another blight on the organization's long history of failures in this regard. So, Birdland, what do you think of flipping Grayson for a 1 year of Taylor Ward? Very split, over 250 votes in already. This is live until tomorrow. Meh, 38.6%. It sucks, 37%, and I love it, 24.4%.
I love it. Yeah, I went meh.
Yeah, I think it's hard to go sucks or love it when this is the reality. And that's not considering everything in the lead up with Grayson, but it's just, we don't know. Grayson, he could continue to break down in with the Angels right when he gets there.
Yeah. And as Jason pointed out, the Angels aren't the greatest pitching organization of all. Like, he's going to a place that might be worse. As far as developing pitchers,
they traded these guys, Bradish.
They did.
Now they also traded them 8 other arms that have turned into nothing.
Yes,
because they wanted was Angels arms.
Didn't they also draft all arms one year?
Did. Yeah, 2021 drafted like 19 or 20 pitchers. Yeah.
You got another poll there, Bon?
We'll save that for TMI.
Oh, okay.
That's a tease.
Coming up next, Ravens on the practice field, but there were numerous Ravens not practicing. Who didn't practice, and how are we concerned? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.